107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Go, Kenny.
Kenny. Come on, Kenny.
Speaking of epic movies, you know what movie was on last night that I watched? I was like, dude, I haven't seen this since I was a kid. Stand By Me was on last night.
Oh, classic. You still haven't watched, you know, I don't want to hear about any other movie until you watch Tombstone in its entirety, all right?
Tombstone?
Yeah.
No, I did start to watch it, and I didn't like it. I turned it off.
You are...
It was too old, like, old-timey cowboy. I didn't watch enough of it.
One of the greatest movies ever. As far as Westerns are concerned, one of the greatest Westerns ever made.
And you can't be better than There Will Be Blood. There's no way it's better than that
movie.
Oh, my
God, it blows There Will Be Blood out of the water.
You haven't even seen There Will Be Blood.
You are a dumb son of a bitch. You know what? I swear.
I'm right, dude.
God. Unbelievable.
Anyway. Stand By Me. Phenomenal movie, dude.
You guys want to see a dead body? It's like, what? That's the premise of the movie. Here we go. All right.
The movie's adventurous. It's sad.
Yep.
It's got all parts to it, man.
It's got a pudgy Jerry O'Connell in there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Anyway, enough of that. We got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day. Go watch Tombstone, for God's sakes. As always, your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. Who is hiring? A place where you can grow, advance in your career. Great starting pay, awesome benefits. Mm-hmm. It really is a fantastic place to work. Check them out, special-lite.com, and start that new career today. Your topic of the day, this came on Reddit, and it was trending, and there was some really interesting answers. I was like, oh, this is cool. What's a meal you love the taste of but hate to eat? And Hunter, you and I, before yesterday, were kind of like, okay, what can we do with this? Like, let's think of some answers. And surprisingly, we thought of a lot of answers.
Just one after the other. They just kept coming yesterday.
A meal you love the taste of but hate to eat.
Do you want to kick this off or you want me to do mine?
I'll go for mine because I think yours, we were talking about this, I think yours are better. I have two. Bananas is the first. Well, actually three. I'm sorry. Bananas is the first one. Here's the thing.
And why? Look, why bananas? Bro?
I'm totally comfortable in my sexuality. Huh. It has nothing to do with that. Huh. But there's no non-awkward way to eat a banana, especially in public. Okay, I should say, let me put a little asterisk on that. Bananas at home, fine. Go to town. You just deep throat that thing all you want. I don't care. But in public.
Bite it. Chew it.
In public,
how do you eat bananas?
There's no way to eat that banana. Like, I look down. I look down. I take little bites. You know, I'm kind of like.
You're licking it like an ice cream cone, man. Come on.
Look, Terry, we're not saying you can't eat a banana. What we're saying is you can't sit there and suck on it for 45 minutes on the street corner.
Here's what I do. Before I peel it, I just lay it on the counter and. Smash it up.
And to go along with that, ice cream cones, all right? Think about eating. You're sitting there, even if you're not trying to be sexual with an ice cream cone, it always looks sexual, okay?
You don't look like a badass eating an ice cream cone.
You could take Stone Cold Steve Austin, all right, in his prime, giving him an ice cream cone and say, hey, eat
one
this.
One lick. What? Two licks.
Another what? Lick. So ice cream cones, bananas, like there's no good way. Like I love them, but I hate it. The last thing I'm going to say, other than the phallic foods that make me look like a pervert in public, sloppy joes. I love sloppy joes. But unless you have like a 3-inch thick base bun, it's just falling apart. It's
just
falling
give me
out
a
the
fork. Yeah. Just give me a fork. Yep. You know, I'll try to eat it like a regular sloppy joe. You get two bites into that thing, and your hands are covered.
It's falling out the sides. Like, they need to make...
your mouth, and like, their cheeks are covered. It's just...
A Sloppy Joe, like, pita pocket. You know what I mean? Remember the old pita pockets, right? But for Sloppy Joes.
You know what? I saw somebody put a Sloppy Joe in a hot dog bun.
That's a good idea.
It was a lot cleaner.
See, right there. I like that. But that's... can you get as much Sloppy Joe in there? I don't know.
Maybe.
Have some more sloppy joes. I made them extra sloppy for you.
Stop mind, dude.
Yes. Yes.
Mine are a little different. Pistachios is one of mine.
Great answer.
I love pistachios because they're so good and you could eat so much. Have you ever eaten too many pistachios? It's not good.
Dude. Every time it's too many. Absolutely.
But
dude,
my fingers, the tips of my fingers, it just destroyed.
Just bloody nubs by the end of the
like, and they're salty and it hurts.
Yep.
Especially if you already have kind of chapped fingers.
When you do that trick sometimes where, like, there's one that's too close, you put it in between your two teeth and
it's a challenge for me, man. No, it's not too close. I'm going to figure this out.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll break my fingernails off before that thing goes back in the bag. Here's my other one, and I love this one. They're so good. But, dude, impossible to eat. The Nature Valley granola bars, the crumbly, crunchy ones. Dude, those things explode the moment you open the package. I will give you $1 million. They should turn this into a show. $1 million challenge. Eat a Nature Valley bar without dropping a crumb.
A crumb.
Impossible.
It's impossible. It's impossible. And then add in two in the bag. Sawdust. There's always the residual in there, too. So it's not like you can just take the bag willy-nilly and throw it in the... No, that's going to just scatter granola all over the place.
Your lap is full of granola eating one of those things.
Don't eat that outside where there's squirrels. You're dead. Those squirrels will attack you like that.
Nature Valley. My God.
You'd think in 2022, I think they're just messing. They're trolling us at this point. Like, look at these idiots trying to eat these granola bars.
Another thing. I'm an adult. Still spelling. Imagine giving those to your kids.
Oh, no.
The whole back of your van is covered in granola, isn't it? It's got to be.
A box of granola bars should come with a dirt devil, a handheld bag. Like, sorry about this. Here you go. Right. Here you go.
Delicious. But don't enjoy.
Excellent answers. So bloody stubs from pistachios, granola mess everywhere, granola explosion, and deep throat and bananas and ice cream cones and sloppy joes. I think those are some good answers, buddy.
Not bad.
925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. What meal do you love the taste of but hate to eat? We'll have your answers when we come back. Stick around. Well, good morning.
Yeah.
752, Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Let's do it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. Interesting take on food. What's a meal you love the taste of, but you hate to eat? So, it's delicious, but let's take a phone call here. WIRX, hello.
Hey, I got two semi-weird ones for you.
Hit me with it.
All right, so the first one comes around the holidays. You get those big old jugs of, like, walnuts, pecans. They're already in the shell.
Oh, yeah.
Love the taste of them. Hate to have to work for what you want.
Too much work.
Sitting there with a mallet trying to get some nuts. All right, good answer. Good answer.
Now, see, it wasn't a mallet for us. We had the old nutcrackers back in the day.
Oh, there you go. At least it's kind of a game, you know. Grandma. It could be worse.
Could be. The other one is sauerkraut and sausage. I love the taste of sauerkraut. I hate the smell of that stuff when it's cooking.
So you don't eat it like fresh out of the can. You cook it up there. You saute it.
No, we don't even saute it. It goes in the crock pot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll make your eyes burn. If it's legit sauerkraut. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yelp.
I love it, man. Great answers, buddy.
Hey, you guys have a good one.
Yeah, we'll see you. Yep. I like both of those. I like cracking nuts.
What was the one nut that looked like a testicle?
That's a walnut, isn't it?
That's the walnut. I believe that's the worst one. Hey, leave those out.
It does. It looks like an actual nut.
It does.
Yeah.
You know, all the other ones are pretty good, I think.
Yeah, for sure. You know, like pecans and cashews. Cashews don't come in a shell, right?
No. There's no cashews in there.
No. Anyway.
Unless your grandma was rich.
Yeah, straight.
She threw some cashews in there. Grandma had pistachios, too.
Burning through your pension, Grandma. Come on now.
Would you have pillars in the front of your house? Is that?
Yeah, my grandma can afford cashews. Ooh. We got some great answers on Facebook. What's a food or a meal you love the taste of but hate to eat? Jessica had a poppy. Crab legs. So good, but so much work. I'm right there with you.
Might be the best answer.
Yeah.
Especially like the really thin crab legs. There's so much work.
Yeah.
Nothing. A lot of times it's just the tendon.
Yeah.
You get pissed off.
Yeah.
And I always cut my thumb. I always leave with like a Band-Aid on my hand somewhere.
You just had the most descriptive, the tendon. You do all that work, you pull it out, it's just like, damn it. Ah, it's just that weird little tendon part. Yeah.
Paying for this?
Good answer.
Have lobsters gotten smaller over the years, or is it?
I think so, yeah. Or they're saving the big ones for the rich, fancy people. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's too much work. I just get the imitation crab. That's what I get. That's good enough. This is fake crab.
I think that's crab, Brock. That's not crab.
No, just with enough cocktail sauce, you can't tell the difference. It's fine. That's fine. Rob said, being a bearded guy, anything with sauce on it. That's true. Yeah. I agree with that. Hunter, you'll never know that because your thin little wispy beard never has
a problem. Wispy beard never gets into anything. It's nice. See? It's not always nice having a big, burly, manly beard,
true.
Huh?
It's true. Mine gets in my chest hair, too. It's crazy.
Jesus.
Let's see. Katie said ribs and soft-shell tacos. Soft shell tacos, not so much. Hard shell tacos, I think that should be on the list.
Here's a little life hack for you. You get both hard and soft shell, but you put it all in the hard shell, and you eat the hard shell over the soft shell.
Oh, and then it's like two tacos.
So you end up with two tacos. And you don't have to clean up the mess. Nice.
That's true, right there. You don't even need a plate. I don't even need a plate. Andy had a great answer. A food he loves the taste of, but hates to eat, corn on the cob. That's an awesome answer.
Yeah. It is a great. Do you shave it off the cob or do you eat? I do both.
Like if I want legit corn on the cob, yeah, obviously you can cut it off and do it that way, but it doesn't taste the same to me. It doesn't taste the same in my mind as eating it off the cob. Yeah, it doesn't. It tastes different.
Man, dude, my teeth are just destroyed after a corn. Where's the floss?
That's the worst part. It's so good. All that butter and salt. But the whole time you're like, I'm going to have to spend an hour flossing my teeth after this.
It's always my bottom teeth too.
Yep.
It's like there's always one where I'm like, I think there's still one in there.
Yeah.
I can't tell, but it's bothering me.
Honestly, you might as well just go to the dentist right after. Like, make a dentist appointment the day after you have corn on the cob. Like, look, I'm sorry. This is a professional job here, all right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Scott said baked beans. That's an interesting answer.
Why?
Maybe because of the consistency of the baked beans? Make you fart? I don't know.
Maybe.
Edward said ribs and meatloaf. Ribs is a kind of a popular answer, and I get that because it's all over yours. You know that?
It's just messy.
Yeah, just messy. You know, there's no clean way to eat ribs.
Peel the membrane off. There's a little work to it, you know?
And, of course, you and I, Hunter, we always get sick after we eat ribs. I don't know why.
Dude, I'm telling you. A half a rack, man, the next day. I don't know what it's because the meat's too good.
It's rich. Really rich.
It's so rich.
And that, and you eat way too much of it. It's like, all right, I'm going to soak this in barbecue sauce and then just eat
anything you don't have to cut with a fork, dude. I mean.
You just throw the bones. I love it.
Literally, it just melts in your mouth. It's so good.
Meatloaf. The only thing I could say with meatloaf is possibly just because of the way it looks, maybe. Because meatloaf. Oh, dude, I love it. Meatloaf with ketchup.
My wife hates it. Anytime we like, because they'll have it at like Martin sometimes, you know, out on display. You can get it in a tin.
Yeah.
And we'll look at it, and she'll be like, no, we're not having meat. I'm like, come on, please.
Two pieces of buttered bread with meatloaf in the middle of it, a meatloaf sandwich. Shut your mouth. That's one of the best meals
ever. You go get your kale. I'll suffer through some kale, but we're getting this damn meatloaf.
Getting the meatloaf. I'm going to end with probably the best answer out of all of this. Jesse said the meal that they love the taste of but hate eating, Captain Crunch.
You almost die after eating a bowl of it, dude.
It's like razor blades in your mouth. Every bite, you are moments away from just slicing up your gums, and your tongue is just bleeding, but God, is it good.
You know in movies when somebody gets shot or something and they spit the blood from their mouth? You know how they do that in the movies, right? They just give them a handful of Captain Crunch.
Chew this before the scene.
Your mouth will be bloody.
Just can't they soften the corners at the factory? Like, dear God.
Here's the thing. It's so good, though. Captain Crunch is good.
And that's the other problem, too. It's not
sugar
like
sugar bombs, dude. They're little sugar bombs.
Even soaking in milk, like, you don't wait. Like, you pour the milk and you eat it right away, so it hasn't softened at all. Oh, my God.
Just and then you start to eat it slower after that one hits your roof of your mouth.
Oh, my God, dude. Dude, I've gone to the hospital. I've gone to ER because of Captain Crunch.
Tongue in that for the rest of the day. Damn you, Captain.
Honey, do you see cuts in my... Oh, my God. We need to go to see a doctor. Captain Crunch.
That's sewed up.
Captain Crunch again, wasn't it? Yeah, I'm sorry, Doc. I'm sorry. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more coming up. Stick around.
Third time this week. More rock.